plugin developers have created a ton of different plugins to emulate these imperfections. So why are artists still searching for this lo-fi aesthetic? To answer that, we have to take a deeper look into the rise of lo-fi hip-hop.
And I'm wondering if you can speak to the development of that kind of grit in sound and the certain practices that we associate with lo-fi.
My association with this type of sound goes back to the 80s and the 90s.
In the late 80s and 90s, lo-fi was a sound that indie rock musicians actively sought out. It was an aesthetic choice. They embraced analog equipment because they found it to be more expressive and emotional. This creative movement was led by artists like Pavement and Beck. Though their sound was considered alternative, the aesthetic of lo-fi really made its mark on the music world when the song Loser by Beck made it to the Billboard Top 10. While the industry's biggest producers were creating high-fidelity music in multi-million-dollar studios, Beck managed to crack the top 10 with a song recorded in a kitchen.